Just remember, you gotta stay for the whole thing.
Why?
Ready to rock and roll?
Yeah. Okay, I'd like to bring the August 28th meeting of the Jerusalem Township Board of Trustees to order. I'd like to request a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dave, I'm very happy. No socks with your sandals. Appreciate that.
You complained that...
That you're in style and I'm not.
You don't wear any?
Well, you know, it's too cold for sandals.
Picking on me at a meeting.
Okay, roll call. Okay, Mark Sattler.
Here.
Bill Miller.
Present.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Attendance complete. Okay, did everybody read the August 28th, 2018 minutes of the regular meeting? I need someone to approve them.
I can make a motion to approve the minutes from the August 28th, 2018 meeting.
I'll second.
Okay, roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, we'll move on to you, Joel. The fiscal officer's report. Mr. Moskowitz.
With your piles of papers, we have the payment listing, we have the deposit report, and fund status report. Start with the deposit report, two deposits totaling $5,118.06. And then our payment listing. Let's see, electronic payment 118-2018 through 121-2018. And then warrants 16862 through warrants 16937. Both electronic and payments and warrants totaling $37,646.75. And then also you have fund status at your on your table with a checking account balance of $336,893.44, and in our Star Ohio account of $574,510.88.
I can approve the payment listing and the fund status report and the receipts detail as read by Joel.
Second.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried. Another thing I have, just some blanket certificates you need to sign, just moving monies within funds to pay bills, as you all are aware. It's going to happen more and more, obviously, as we get closer to the year, and some don't have enough monies in that particular account for that fund, and others have enough. So those can be signed whenever, and you don't have to vote on them. It's just whatever for your information. Mike, could you hand that back? That goes to Mr. Boonsby, all the way in the back. I don't really have anything else that I'm aware of. Well, I do want to make note. I got a letter from the IRS. So we had an overpayment in 2016, and it took them months to get back in touch with us. So they let us know that they'll just apply to our tax bill for this year, which is mighty nice of them.
Do we get any interest?
Well, I was going to say, how much do we overpay?
We have privilege of letting the user.
Yeah. What was the question?
Well, how much was the overpayment?
$4,000.
Really?
Doesn't change.
Okay.
Now, I didn't contact the IRS yet for 2016, but it's on my list to do. So I just thought that was interesting. So, which means we won't use that money till the end of the year when we have to pay our tax bill. I don't have anything else unless you guys do on the money side.
I guess I need a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you.
You're on, Mike. The fire department report.
Okay. You guys are all aware that Tony is in Lima. He got called in early. He had to go 3 days early, so he wasn't supposed to leave by the week. So he got a hold of me this afternoon about stopping in for this. I don't know if you're aware, but we were awarded the grant for the radios that was with Sylvania. Last night we were notified that we got the grant for the extractor. So that's been finalized. So those are two things that are going.
Extractor, is that a rescue device?
Pardon? That's for cleaning the equipment.
That's right. That's the
prevention so that the contaminants that are on the clothes get cleaned and taken out. We're in the process of working on permits for the burn on Howard Road, that gravel house that's right across from the park.
Oh, where the barn was. Okay.
So we're going to do that for training. We're in the process of doing that. I'm sure you've all seen the trailer's been labeled out there. So we're going to be putting that in service as soon as possible. And the only other thing I have is we have an applicant that we'd like you guys to approve pending physical and background check. I'll give you the copy, and then I'll give you the original, and you need the copy back. I'm like, well, no, we need the original.
You better keep,
I got that original for our records. This applicant was a former firefighter, and he relocated into Oregon. He stayed in the fire service. He's moved back within our 10-mile radius, and we're going to have him do his background check and physical, and it'll be great to have him because he has all of his cards. He's a certified diver, which will help. He's been diving with us for years. So this is helping gradually getting numbers.
So he was with Jerusalem Township Fire Department?
Yes, he was with Jerusalem for quite a while.
Okay.
Yes, in about four years ago, he relocated up into Oregon. I think he might have been in Piccadilly or one of the apartment complexes. He's on number two station, and he just purchased the house out in the Allen Clay area, which is well within our district.
Great.
And he would rather be on our department than theirs, so
wonderful.
That's good. He's a very good firefighter.
Sounds like a great catch.
He's very well trained. It's nice to have another dive member because when we have a call, we need as many as we can get if there's a water rescue.
He's on North Elliston, so he can just shoot right up Elliston and be here pretty quick.
He's on Elliston?
Yeah,
yeah.
Says
oh,
North
Elliston,
yeah.
Trowbridge.
Elliston,
okay,
Trowbridge.
Great. Okay, great.
So he's not too far up, probably, from Blackberry Corners.
Yep.
And, yeah,
so
that's
I
cool.
I can make the motion to hire Brian West, pending his background and physical.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Wait. Mike, how many are we going to be up to if we get all these?
50, I hope.
No kidding. If we get I didn't think so.
I think our top
30 would sound good.
We're sitting 38, I think that's
the 38 we might be up to?
36.
38 is what we're allowed.
Okay.
You guys would have to make motions to go over 30. I think that's our magic number.
So we're around 30 now?
We're getting there. And the thing is, we still have
a lot of training.
We've got a lot of young ones that need our training. We just found out there's an EMT class starting, which would be good. We need some of the younger ones that just got signed on. But it's
cool.
Nice to see the new young faces coming.
It's fantastic.
We've had a very dead period with all of us. It's across the country. It's not just us. I mean, it's all of us. And now it's getting them to get up in the middle of the night and get, getting that dedication. That's something to work on because families are different now than they used to be.
And that's the tough part. We get all these new applicants, which we've hired, probably 8 in the last couple months. And, really, it's you're a year before they're even going to be productive, really, for the fire department. So it's a, it is a very slow process.
And with Brian, that's nice because boom. He can jump right in and you know, he knows how to run all of our trucks. You know, he's the only, because the rescue squad is the only thing that he hasn't operated. So that's a good fix for us.
Anything else, Mike?
Anything from you guys? That's all I have.
How long's Tony gone for?
He's coming home evenings right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and starting October 1st, he will be gone for the month until the shutdown's over.
Okay, so he's going to be staying down
there in October. So, and then of course, if the shutdown gets done, you know how it is.
Yeah.
They pay them big money to get done early. So if it's done early, he'll be home early, but. That's what his goal is right now, is the end of October.
Is he working like seven days 12, a week?
I think 7, 12. And he's moving his trailer down there. He's going to stay there.
Okay.
He's going to come home occasionally on weekends if they're not working all of the days. So if they let him off on a weekend day or something like that. But so.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Well, that's all you got. I'm going to head because we're on a call right now. And Alan Clay's got a prayer, so we may be.
Maybe called.
We may be called over there. Thank
you.
Thank you. We'll move on to Mike, Recreation Department.
Okay. Programming-wise, everything was supposed to start this past weekend, but everything got moved back except for they did play a tackle football. So the flag football and the soccer games will start this Saturday, actually. So now with the fields, everything looks good out there. They did spray everything again. The larger diamond, it looks fantastic. A lot better. The small ones still is good. I need to get that bench installed. I don't have the tools to do that. I need to mount it. It's got a mounting kit. The bench is put together. I do not have like a hammer drill to put that into that concrete. So I will talk to Kevin this week and see if he's got anything.
They got them screws that just screw in.
Tapcons. I monkeyed around with some of those, and I borrowed the buddy's, you know, one of those guns with the hammers, you hit it. But to line it up in that hole, I don't know if that is going to be work. So I did investigate that, and that's, I think it'd be easier if I just had a hammer drill. And I'm sure Kevin's got one. And we'll just take, so just so you guys know, when you go up to that pavilion, that little stone path up to the pavilion, I'm going to put it on the right or left of that, facing towards the field. So I think that's the best spot for it, unless you have a different.
I just, I kind of almost hate to see it tied down, but if we don't, somebody's going to steal it, I suppose.
It's a nice bench.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's.
Yeah. But I see what you're saying, too, because I was hesitant to put it, because it, what if we wanted to move it somewhere, you know?
What if we found something heavy to screw down to it, and we could always still move it yet, and nobody would steal it?
Yeah.
Would that make sense?
Well, what about some of those parking blocks that are out there? I mean, we could possibly do something creative with that, you know?
You're thinking like me. I hate to see it, because you never know what you're going to do, and then you got all them holes in the concrete. And.
Well, I'll talk to Kevin this week, and he usually has got some kind of idea, so we'll
sounds good.
Take that route. Okay. Moving on to, is there anything going on with the mulch out there, you know? We talked about getting mulch out there, Reno Beach.
I have to ask Kevin about that. He was going to take care of that, I think.
Yeah, he was going to supposed to rototill that under and
okay.
Well, and then get the mulch in.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, the big thing that I've been working on is, I know you talked to Zigray, and I've talked to Zigray a couple times, about putting that path, that walkway
mm-hmm.
in. So I went out and I wheeled it out, and it looks like 800 feet. I drew like a makeshift diagram, and I'm trying to get this scope of work. So, I mean, just bear with me a little bit. So this is where we'd come in off Sachs Road. This is our existing
parking lot.
So what we've talked about is just extending this and then going to here. So that was always what I envisioned. Now, when I talked to Zigray, the school obviously is over here, he's thinking they're going to come in somewhere over here. The furthest north of their parking lot, they're going to cut straight across. not, there's a little grassy area. The zoo's going to plant some kind of stuff there, so that's going to be kind of cool. So it'd be good because people who are visiting to see that can park in our parking lot, or they can park in the school parking lot, and it will go right past that little mm-hmm. area.
That would be cool.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. From here to here, I stopped it right there. It's obviously not to scale, but that's 800 feet. So I'm thinking 800 feet by 4 feet is where I'm at with it, and I just need to know, I mean, are we not using the grindings for base? Are we...
We better stick with the screenings because the grindings are cheap. I know we got them for nothing, but they get hard, and you don't move them. Once they almost melt together.
Okay.
Just like asphalt.
When I talked to Zigri, he said if you dig it out 4 inches, if you put 2 inches of that and put the screening on top of that, it would save money. But I don't know. Whatever you want me to write it up.
The screening is... It's 1085 shipped there.
For a ton?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think it's any cheaper than that. It's coming out of Woodville. Arena doesn't have, Arena's is all sandy. So okay. so it has to come out of Woodville.
Okay, I'll go Woodville for you. So what I have written here is I'm going to have to flag it off. So I'm thinking it's going to be, 800 by 4 foot wide. 4 inches dirt removed. I put 4 elevings with screening on top, or is it just all screenings?
I just put screening.
Okay.
You're just monkeying around too much. Two different things. Just screening it.
Okay. Also, we talked before that you want the dirt to stay on site. Now, is that something that we just put by that dike that we got going? Or
yeah.
So they're responsible for moving that, or do we...
Do we want it there, or do we want it back here? I mean,
No, the dike needs more there.
Oh, okay.
just a little bit more. It actually saved them people when it flooded. Mm. It flooded all from, teach out, and it came all the way there, and that water, you probably saw it.
Yeah.
It saved them, didn't it?
Yeah. It saved their backyards for sure.
Yeah. So it needs a little bit adding on where the last house is.
Yes.
And we can get somebody with a dozer, and they can...
Their scope of work, are they to haul it over there?
No, I think Kevin was going to haul it.
So they're just going to dig up the 4 inches and then...
Oh, wait now. You're talking about our... You're not talking about the schools.
Well, I'll get to that in a second. Okay. Just ours, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll haul it. If we get somebody to do it, the best way to do it, I think, was an excavator. You just go along and just throw it in the dump truck. You take it right there and dump it. And
so dump it, and then that's it. Kevin will dig it or...
Yeah, we can always get... Belkoffer or somebody, they did it the last time for us, kind of fixed the dirt for us.
Okay, so when I write this, I'm going to tell them to take out the 4 inches of the 800 feet, 4 foot wide, and to put the dirt, or just put the dirt over there.
Yeah, we'll put some flags or something where to put it.
So I'll put all that in scope work. I was going to send it to Blousy. I was going to send it to, would Belkoffer be?
Yeah, we can, yeah.
And then I would need another one.
Jensen Brothers, they got an excavator too. That's the quickest way. You just keep moving and you're dipping and boom, put it on the truck and.
Okay,
I have those addresses, Mike. If you.
Okay, phone numbers. So I'll do that then.
See, you guys weren't here, but when we did the parking lot there, we took all the dirt and put it in back of the houses there, and we made a dike, and because we didn't want to lose the dirt, we wanted to keep it there. So for anything else, and school did the same thing when they did some work. They got a dike back there too on their side to the beach to the south.
So now moving on with the schools, reason why that's kind of out of our equation, because that is almost 100% on their problem, they were going to do. So whatever they decide to do, tie it in with ours. Jeff said he's going to till up 4 inches and scoop it all. I'm sure he told you the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then I don't think they have access to grinding, so that probably will end up being the screenings. So I don't know when he's going to get to it, so I know they're still pretty busy with the beginning of the year stuff. So
I know he wants to do it, though, because it's in-house, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what I understood.
I did tell you before I talked to Dean, and Dean, he wanted to know the bottom line, but I didn't want to send somebody on their property to do that price. I think that would be their responsibility. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see where they do that.
I was curious, we remember you were here when we actually tiled the school property because it was flooded over there. They couldn't even use the monkey bars or swings or nothing.
No,
So we actually, when we were tiling the farm back there, the rec area, we actually tiled it. And I just wondered if, on that stone, would you guys be, if the rec department paid for half the stone for that path, go in there, and we paid for the other half, would that be, would you guys be to help the school out and get this?
Are you talking about the school property?
Yeah, school property.
Yeah. I'm actually, when I talked to Dean, I kind of loosely mentioned that, just because I think it would benefit us and them. And I think and plus, if Ziggy is doing all the work, it's not going to be that much of a cost.
No. And I maybe, well, you've seen it, but I don't know if you have, Mark, but the people park all the way, almost the Route 2 when there's a thing going on. And we've been telling them to use this parking lot, you know, but and back for ours.
But they would have to walk across the grass.
Yeah.
And it's a good 200-300 feet.
Yeah, for safety and, it, you know, it's...
Well, Linda knows.
It's for the kids, for the township.
Yeah. So I will, next time I see Zachary, I will mention that to him.
Were you guys, if we do something like that, would you be?
We're going to use rec money? Is it, or are we going to use...
Half rec money, half our money.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like a number of what we think it's going to be. I mean, I think it's a good idea.
So, I got a couple questions.
Yeah.
So, is the property where we're proposing to spend the money, is that property belongs to the school?
School.
No. The proposed 800-foot is 100% on
this one here.
Yeah, that's our property, but other one we're just talking about is school property.
Okay. Now, this is the, this is our property line. And then this school would have this that would go to their
parking lot.
So is this what we're proposing to bear half the cost? I don't know if we can spend public monies to on a school property.
That is a good point.
Yeah, I think you're right. Good point. We did it already, but
when I was looking at grants, that was a big sticking point.
Okay. We better check that, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
So maybe we just table that and indicate that we'll research that.
Yeah. Better research it. Yeah.
Post the question. Okay.
Okay.
Good thought, Mark.
Okay. Yeah.
That like I said, that did come up quite a bit when I was doing grant work.
Okay.
You think it would be a no-brainer, but it's two different entities. Yeah. They don't allow that. So. Well, I'll move forward with that, and then I'll keep in contact with the Zebra.
Sounds good.
Sure.
So that was pretty much it for today.
I didn't go by the fields. Everything pretty dry over there?
Everything looks good. It's mowed, it's trimmed, it's dry. It looks good. Actually, while I was out there Sunday, and where it usually floods, it was... okay. I know it's been kind of dry, but that was a lot of rain we had. It was better than I thought.
Well, we got two pumps there shouldn't be any water in those mains.
That's probably why.
They should be. Yeah. Keep those mains dry now. Let's hope so. You okay then, Mike?
Yep.
You all gone?
Thank you.
Okay, move on to the zoning inspector's report. Linda.
All right, as far as permits, some of these might have already reported, but Reed and Shelby Boothie are building a new house on Mark Curtis.
Oh, there goes the township.
And then there's also the Lake Erie Tree. They're building a house. One of the partners, Dave and Lauren Studer, are building a house behind the commercial property, because they own the whole thing to the next house. Sign for Bono Tavern at the end of Howard. An accessory building on Seaman 9540, which is straight back here. Dave Miller. I renewed a permit by Jerome Komen. He got the permit in 2014 for accessory building, and I renewed it for him at no cost. Everything was there. He brought the old permit in, had the same drawings. So they only last a year, technically. So for the county, he had to have it renewed. So those are all the permits. As far as the zoning board, since I lost Mark, I would like to propose that we add Jennifer Shepherd, who was actually one of the candidates for trustee for the Minutemen. I contacted her, and she said she'd be more than happy. She came to the last meeting, and she said, yep, I'll do it. So my proposal is we have a gentleman, John Dandar. He's only came once since I've been here. So I would like to replace Brad LaRue into John's spot as a board member, term expiring 2019, and then put Jennifer as an alternate.
And that leaves you with one alternate.
One alternate.
Okay.
So when did you say John's expires?
John's expires
2019?
Yeah, January.
So then we'd have to reappoint Brad if he wants it again in January.
Yeah. So if you'd like to do that, we need to make a motion.
Okay. So let me make the motion.
Sure.
Make sure I get this correct. So let's do this first. Let's go ahead and appoint, I make a motion to appoint Jennifer Shepherd as a on the zoning board as an alternate. We'll do that one first. We'll do it in two separate ones.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
I make a motion to remove John Dandar from the zoning board and appoint current alternate Brad LaRue to fill out his term, which expires on January 2019.
Second.
Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. So, land bank. I had a wonderful call from them. The burnt out property. They will pursue.
Design corduroy?
Yeah. Well, canal, technically.
Yeah.
The backyard is corduroy. They will pursue taking that parcel and getting it into the land bank and giving it to us. If we so choose, we need to make sure they want a motion. Doesn't need to be a resolution, but they want a motion that says you all are accepting these properties.
Does that mean that the land bank funds will be used to clear the property?
No.
Okay, what funds will be used to clear the property?
None.
So it'll except become for our responsibility, and then the funds we have to come up with funds.
The next door neighbor has
it gets better.
Contacted me for several months that they would like that property. So I called him as soon as I found out what the land bank had proposed and said, okay, are you willing to, if we get the property and the township turns it over to you, are you willing to clear it? And he said, yes, he was. So we could accept, really we need to accept the property first.
Okay.
We can think about what we want to do with it. We've been charging people the value of the property, which that the value of the property right now is not correct because it was with a house. The value of the property currently is $22,700. And I'm proposing it goes down to $800. Same size lot across the street is $800. So that's kind of like.
So there, yeah. So the property that burned, there was no insurance on that, or the people that did have the insurance.
I don't think there was. It was an unoccupied house, wasn't it? They were gone.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. And it's a bankruptcy, so.
Okay. Right.
And it might have actually been in between, because for a while it said the state of Ohio owned it. I had never seen that before.
Okay.
So we need a motion to accept the property from the land bank if we so choose. That's first of all. And then I'd like to propose, if you're willing, to, because the property owner next door is willing to clear it up, but the price issue would be something. Could we give it to him free and clear, no cost, for the cleanup of it, and then we'd have no cleanup responsibility, he'd take care of it, and that's part of the agreement that we make with him?
We would have to have, I think we'd have to have some type of time frame from him.
To clean up.
You know,
yep.
And it would have to be...
I agree.
I would say...
Is there some standard that he would have to meet? I mean, we say clean up, but I mean something different.
I would say
it'd be
our standard for demolition, yep. What we would expect.
Okay.
For our demolition.
So if he was able to meet the time frame, whatever that we might define, and meet our standard for demolition and cleanup.
Yeah.
Be really curious to see what it costs to clean that up, because there's nothing there left. I mean, yeah, I just they're, it's all burnt.
It's,
I mean,
the foundation.
Basically, yeah.
Probably got the brick going around.
Yeah.
And you'd have the septic tank, because there's probably a septic tank.
And they got to cap that or collapse that, right?
Yeah. And the well, he'd probably cap.
I mean, would we really think that? The cost for the, if we paid to have it demolished, is there any way that it could possibly be less than $800? I wouldn't think so.
Never, right now.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I mean, maybe it wouldn't be $8,000 or $10,000, but it still might be
$2,000 or $3,000.
Okay. I also need to combine the lots, because his lot is not a buildable lot. Where his house is, he lives next door. So I'd want him to combine the two lots into one.
So the land bank doesn't even have this property yet.
Correct.
But so we have to make the state of Ohio would move it to the land bank.
The land bank said if I have to get a motion from you and they want to see that before they'll.
So you need a motion that Jerusalem Township will accept. Mm-hmm. The property from the land bank. Do you want to do it in parts?
I would do it in parts. And the only reason I'm saying is because we need to see it first, secure the property.
Yeah, first thing.
First thing we got to do is secure the property. Then
we have to come back to it.
Why don't we come back? I mean, once we get the property, we can come back and say, hey, this is what we want. Whether we give it to you free and clear or we charge you $200, whatever. I mean, that's something that'll be a later discussion. So, do you have the address there,
Linda?
Yeah,
I have the address.
Yes, it is 11966 Canal.
Okay. So, I make a motion to the Board of Trustees would accept the property at 11966 Canal from the land bank if they can get it. Does that work for you?
That's all I need.
Is that what you is that what you need? Okay.
Yep. I'll second that.
Roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
They also sent me a list last week of properties that we've received and they need a motion. They set a resolution, but we don't very often do a resolution. And it goes all the way back to 2013. I gave those to Joel. So I think we should be able to go back and look at those.
The June and the August we have, because those were done recently. But all those other ones.
Yep. So, Linda, sorry, I'm not understanding. So the land bank has received these properties?
We have.
We have received these properties.
We have received them, and it's kind of...
From the land bank?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you need another motion to...
They're trying to catch up on paperwork.
That we're going to accept these properties.
Yeah.
Didn't we already do that? I mean, we've already...
Well, he said we have two. So we're going to go back
and
check.
Just the ones in 18. I can't speak on the ones... And years
there's past. A bunch there.
Here's the list. You want to show. So in meeting minutes throughout those years, there was probably a resolution to accept it.
I mean, two of them have already been transferred to Terry Wheeler and the Chastain.
But they're looking for whatever reason, you're right. Saying. They just need a reconfirmation.
And their records, they want to clarify.
We probably never sent anything to them.
Okay.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So we've already had these.
Yes. I mean,
they're here. We've already sold them off, or...
Two of them we've sold already.
Okay.
So do you need an individual motion for each property, or...
Just read them off.
He's going to go back and look and see if he can find them.
Okay.
No, right. Right?
You want to read them off and do another motion?
You want to do it again?
Off and just do it now? Motion, I think. If you understand that these are already ours, then that's okay with
you
guys.
So you're just formalizing...
So we wouldn't have to go look.
Yeah. Formalizing that we've accepted them from the land bank. And yeah. You can do an entire group, a single motion for the group.
Yeah, because, I mean, 2013.
You want to read them off?
You know. Yeah.
I'll do it. So on 313.
Well, hold on. You want to do? Somebody's going to make a motion as oh, go ahead. Read it. You're right. I'm sorry.
Properties were. I'll just do properties. 406 North, 96 Rubens, 513 Lakemore, 432 West, 705 Beachview, 12264 LaFountain, 649 Temple, 878 Riceland, and 706 Howard. Those have already been turned over to the township. We just need...
You need the motion to say that
you've accepted.
That we have accepted those addresses.
So I move that Jerusalem Township accept those properties from the Lucas County Land Bank, as read.
As read.
Perfect.
I'll second it.
Rule call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, now, there's two other ones that I didn't include because they are currently foreclosing or considering foreclosing. And I'm excited about one. It's 8959 Cedar Point. I put Howard down. It's Cedar Point. 8959 Cedar Point is the house that we demoed, the one that burnt on Cedar Point.
Oh, we haven't cleaned totally up yet, yeah.
Yeah, so they are currently foreclosing on that one. It only took a year and a half because I asked them that long ago to look at it. And then the other one is 11961 Canal, they're considering. That one is across the street from the burned out one. Hmm. So I also know that 11961, the neighbor would love to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
So both of those. Well, and the Cedar Point one, too. Once it came across, I contacted that neighbor and told him that the land bank is finally foreclosing. So if we are willing to accept those two, the land bank will move forward in turning those over to Jerusalem Township.
So the land, question now. So the land bank is proposing to transfer those to us. Mm-hmm. The land bank has funds. Any demolition, is that being done, or is that our responsibility and our funding?
We've already demoed the North Curtis one.
Okay.
I mean the Cedar Point
one. Cedar Point.
The only bad part about that is we don't recoup our demolition costs.
Because the value of the property will be less than what we paid.
Because the taxes get wiped off.
But that's a buildable lot.
That is a buildable lot.
So we don't necessarily need to sell that one to the neighbor.
Correct.
We could sell that one to somebody to build a house on.
Yep.
So okay. That's where I'm talking about. Yeah. We're not going to give this.
We could recover.
Money.
Yeah.
We could recover that way.
I mean, I'm all for the neighbors getting it, but if you have a buildable lot that we've already sank thousands of dollars in, I'm not going to give it to the neighbor just because.
Correct.
So it's a buildable lot.
It would be nice to recover what we spent on the demolition. Yeah.
Yeah. release.
And if he wants to buy it for that price, yeah, go.
Absolutely.
You can't ask the neighbor to meet across the road.
Jim, say your name.
I'm sorry. You can't ask the neighbor to recoup the cost of demolition if they want to be first to buy it, because that was going to be my suggestion on the canal one. Was I would think it would be prudent on the township to do the demolition and clean the site up, and then ask the neighbor to pay that amount, because if you turn it over to them, it may never get cleaned up properly.
Yeah.
That's something to consider. And then you could see, I mean, it's going to cost us $2,200 or him $1,800 for one dumpster to clean that up, but we'll do it in 2 weeks, and he might take 2 years to do it. You know,
that's why Jim, we were going to put some stipulations in it.
Right, but if the township acquired it,
yeah,
did the cleanup, and then say to the neighbor, okay, we got $2,600 in it, that's what we can have the property for. You're not even charging them behind the cost of the property, just the cost of the cleanup, and then it'll be done to standard.
Yeah, on a buildable lot. Yeah, I like that. I do like that. But on a buildable lot like this, I'll make the motion to accept the property. I have no problem with that. But when it comes to selling that piece of property, is where we're going to have to, you know.
Is that a floodplain?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So, again, it's not a $40,000 lot, but it's a nice lot. You know, that if somebody, I guess, wanted to build on it and raise it up, they could, you know. So
yeah, we paid $46.90 for that demo.
$46.90.
Okay. Yeah, that was a
that
mess.
Was the assessment. And they only say it's worth $41.
What canal? Is there a house on canal?
Yeah. Not a very. It's should be torn down.
Okay. I don't know if I want that one. I don't know if I personally want that one with the house on it.
I'd like to look at it for.
Yeah, I would too. So I would say let's. I'd be happy making a motion on the Cedar Point.
Cedar Point one.
Quit saying Howard. Yeah. What was the address there, Linda?
8959.
So I'll make a motion to accept the property at 8959 Cedar Point Road from the land bank if they can get it.
Second.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
And I would like to look at the, with Dave, I agree, look at that one before we purchase that one.
Yeah.
And what's the address of that second one on canal?
11961. Okay. Might be able to get the land bank to work with the adjoining landowner. When I talked to them, I also talked to them about funds available, because we had talked about that months later, getting all the houses demoed. There are specific zones and addresses that the grant money was for. So they have to stay within those addresses. So there are no monies, because I said, you know, we've been tearing our own down, and we don't have enough funds to tear down what we do need. So we would like to be considered. So they're basically, they said, there is no funds, but there might be some available funding for a neighboring property owner to help take down a house. So that might work for that canal one.
Okay. So how did the land bank secure the funds for the designated neighborhoods?
It was grant money.
Grant monies. Okay. So
and then they use specific addresses when they wrote the grant.
Should we be investigating the availability of grant monies for Jerusalem Township?
Well, I asked them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have to be big grants and specific reasons. I mean, I can keep asking.
But I mean, we'd have to find out what's out there, write a grant proposal, et cetera, yeah, and submit it.
Because the grants they did get, it's a huge grant. So I don't know if there's anything little at this point available. I keep asking and keep prodding.
Okay. So it was a huge grant. Did it go beyond? Was it a shared grant? Did it go beyond
those? I think it was a shared grant. It was all Toledo.
Okay.
But specific addresses. So they can't even take money to go take another house down because something happened.
Okay. So they had a hit list and they said, these are the houses we're going to take down.
Yep.
And this is what we need the grant. And they wrote the grant strictly for that.
Okay. And we can't look that far out ahead. We don't have that many on our list that we are delaying.
That we own to go after.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Nothing of landing. Violations. I sent violations for noxious weeds. There's a couple farms that have a lot of mare's tail in it that are a real nasty weed. So I sent one to Arquette and Corduroy. I sent one down here to Jerusalem to Logan's old house. She did try to mow this weekend.
Is there somebody living there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she lives there.
She's been there, yep.
Really?
Yeah. She did come down and see me. She was worried. I said, as long as I see progress. I didn't see much progress.
I remember when it was cut, the grass was cut always, and then it looks bad. So.
Yeah, it does. You go in the driveway a little bit farther, it looks worse. On Rialto, there's a couple of properties that I sent to. I sent to the other Dittman. I figured I'd keep it in the family since I sent one Dittman. I light and scrap, and I'd catch the other one. We have a noise issue up on Cooley. So I sent, we had had a noise. In our zoning book, the noise can't be above so many decibels. There was a band on North Curtis that we had an issue with a year ago. So there's somebody that has one of what you scare birds away with in a building, in a pole barn, up on Cooley.
Wow.
That goes off every half hour.
Oh. It's not like mine going off every 5 minutes or sooner. Yeah.
It's every half hour. But it's pretty loud.
Oh, they are. They're loud.
Especially echoing in that building.
Yeah. So I said,
trying to keep the birds out.
Yeah, up on the roof, I guess. Court cases, we're getting down to the end of the court cases. I have to go about four times for each one. And we just talk with the prosecutor and the attorney and keep them moving forward. But we're getting to the point where this is the last one. So Hemeluski's on the last round and so is Schliff. I think Wilhelm has one more. So I'm really pushing for getting the yard clean and everything in a building. Some of them, there's progress, but they're still not too far. And that's all I have. I checked on a property in North Curtis.
Oh, the dirt mile? Yeah.
And I think he just got overwhelmed with the amount of dirt that they gave him. And we've got the county that's watching him, and he's getting drainage going back. There's a creek back there in the back because it doesn't flow to the catch basin in front.
That probably goes out over by Beery's there, doesn't it, Dave? That ditch run
back of Gooleysville on that.
Yeah,
there.
Behind there.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dirt. There you go. You should get some of that.
Yeah.
He'll still be there when they start my house.
So that's all I have.
I got one.
Anything else?
I got one. Just a follow up. Did the 127 and 263 Allsdale? Have you looked at them?
Yeah, I've been through them.
Okay. In case I ask, then I can say get an update. Just
yeah, it's kind of okay. Like the one on East. There's one on East that a tree fell on that I've had my eyes on too.
Was that the one that fell just this week? East and Rubens there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to work on that. Nobody's been living in that house either.
Okay.
So I guess it took a bit of that porch down too.
Kid, is anything going on with the house in the corner there?
Which house in the corner?
You know where they had the. Right at the corner there, Corduroy.
Oh, it's clear. It's clean. Well, the toilet's still sitting there. But I went by today, and on the end, there's nothing. All the junk bikes. Everything.
This is the one that was condemned recently?
Yes.
Okay.
The toilet's still sitting out in front, but everything else has been cleared away from around it.
So all the junk's gone then?
Yeah.
Good.
So what will that property owner need to do, given that it's condemned?
Like inside. Well, it's not fit for human habitation, so I don't know. I don't know what...
I mean, they're going to have to go through everything. They're going to have to go through electrical inspections. They're going to have to go through sewer.
Yeah. To even get, to go away.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I mean, if somebody's going to get back in there, they're going to have to do a lot. To, everything's going to have to be brought up to code now on it.
Unfortunately, it's probably just going to sit there.
Yeah.
And they're just going to let it go. Because it's cheaper to do that than...
Tear it down or fix it.
Tear it down or fix it.
Another eyesore. Anything else? Okay. Thank you, Linda. Maintenance department, Kevin's not here. Did you guys all sign that inside there, papers on the table?
I did not yet, and we got to make a resolution tonight.
Oh, do I have to make a resolution on it too?
I think that's what he said. We had to make a resolution on that.
We have to make
two of them, I think, actually.
That'd be for the culvert at Van Dyke there.
Yep, Van Dyke and...
we just need a...
He's got it right there.
You got it here?
So I'll just read. So we have to sign the Mylar sheet, which is in the table there. We have to pass a resolution approving the plans and authorize me to advertise, spelled wrong, for bids. And then...
And I'm sorry, what's the project?
Oh, I'm sorry, Van Dyke Avenue culvert, which it's going to be on the sheet.
Oh, sorry.
And then, besides the approving the plans and then authorizing me to advertise bids, since the project...
We just need a motion for that, right?
And then the second motion is resolution. Since it's funded by the Stormwater Utility, a resolution approving the attached joint cooperation agreement should be passed, and the trustees must sign it. So three things: sign the sheet in there. Don't sign it. Hold on.
What?
We have to make a resolution, and there's some wording.
I'm not going to tell anybody.
So, anyways, I think out of all this verbiage for the second resolution, it's pretty wordy. Let's find the meat of this document here. Dear God. Okay, I would just read this paragraph for the second resolution. So first resolution, it says, is that. Do that first.
Okay, I make a resolution... The township should pass a resolution approving the plans and authorize the fiscal officer to advertise for bids.
For the
Van Dyke Avenue culvert number 3031.
So you made a motion.
I can second that.
Sorry, let me write that down.
Actually, all they're doing is adding on to it, each end, and there won't be any guardrails or anything, but because it will be wide enough then.
So where is this at, Van Dyke?
Van Dyke and...
What's home? Where, the first hump.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the first hump.
Yeah, where you go back and go to the first hump.
That's where Marius crosses? No.
Marius is the second hump.
Marius is the second hump.
So gotcha. First one, and they're going to extend that out.
So this is the plans...
Get a roll call.
And advertise. Okay, roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Okay. Motion carried. So that's the plans and advertise. Then you need a second one.
Yep, right here.
And you, I would just read...
This one.
That.
That one, you think?
I guess the rest of it, you'd be here for an hour.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, I make a resolution, whereas the county and the township agree to participate in a joint project for the repair of culvert number 3031 in Jerusalem Township. The work will include extending both culvert ends with additional 36-inch conduit, installing concrete headwalls, and adding fill material to establish wider shoulders. hereafter referred to as project, and whereas the county and the township agree that the project will improve the drainage flow in Jerusalem Township. Is that enough?
I think that's enough.
So, question. The fund, do we know what funds are required for the project, or have they not?
The stormwater.
The current construction estimate for the project is $45,970, and they are...
And what portion are we responsible for?
Well, Kevin.
We usually pay it, and then the county comes back and pays us, is how we do it.
Project will be funded by stormwater utility money.
Stormwater.
So what you're basically saying is any funds we expend will be refunded.
Yeah. The township
will... So it's not really going to cost us, net cost us
anything. There we go.
Anything.
Oh, okay. So to answer your question, sorry, because there's still a motion, but before we, it'd be good to know. According to this, the township will invoice Storm... They just type out the whole name. SWU. What is SWU? Stormwater Utility?
Yeah.
The township will invoice Stormwater Utility for 70% of the construction cost based on the amount of the engineer's estimate. 70% of 49,000... $45,970. Okay.
So does that mean that the remaining
30% of the stormwater utility fund would be $32,170.00 towards the construction of the project? This invoice shall be processed, the payment of the township, and we pay the rest.
The other $15,000.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So really, usually you do it all.
Here's what I would suggest you do: is I would state that amount of what they are going to pay from stormwater utility money of $45,000. So it's real, because that's what you're gonna sign that, right? If you agree with it, but I think you should state that part. I agree, Mark. So just change your...
What's that?
I would change your motion or a resolution, just add to it.
I'll just add to the resolution that... I think I'll just read it for you.
Okay.
I think that way. The township will invoice the stormwater utility for 70% of the construction cost based on the amount of the engineer's estimate at the time of bidding, using the cost provided in Exhibit A as the example. This amount for the stormwater utility fund would be $32,170.00. towards the construction of the project. I guess I could read it. This invoice will be processed and payment made to the township prior to contract award. I think that's
your motion?
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bill Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Motion carried.
We don't think it's going to be this much, Kevin and I. We think if we get our own contractor in there, it'll probably be less, but that's what they estimated.
Okay. Joel, is that everything you need for that?
Yeah, Miss, I got this the same time you did, so it seems to make sense.
Okay. Great. Let's go back to you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... I'm sorry. That's where we need to sign. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, got that done. Anything else? Has anything else about the maintenance department report? Anybody else have anything to say? Or?
No. Want to thank Kevin. He went and cut two intersections the other day. Howard and Corduroy, and then I think he buzzed by Lion and Route 2. The weeds were getting extremely tall, like people were really nosing out into traffic to see there at Howard because of that detour sign. And he buzzed down there last Friday quick, and just it was more of a safety concern than anything, so he buzzed down there and zipped them off real quick. So a lot of people are happy about that. So and no flooding this week.
Yeah, we were lucky.
So
great.
Everything okay, was working good. Creeks were draining and ditches were draining and
wonderful.
All the flapper valves were working, look like. So
okay, we'll move on then. And cemetery report, I don't think there's much, you know.
No, yeah, no report.
Halls and rental?
Halls and rental's been slow. The scouts have been using it a lot, which is good. Just to remind everybody, September 25th, which is a Tuesday, I believe, Lucas County Auditor will be here if anybody's got questions. So
we ought to put that on the sign here, yeah. Kevin. Or I mean Eric, really, but.
So that'll be an audit of the township?
No.
They'll be here for any questions for residents to come in.
Oh, with respect to their property values.
Yeah.
CAUV or your property taxes or anything.
What time is that?
I don't have a time. I think it's an all-day thing? I just marked down, I blocked it out for the day.
Usually start at 10.
I saw it somewhere, too, and I don't remember. Okie doke. Roads and bridges. The only thing I was, I'm looking at Marius there to put those crossover in there, and so those, so that drains better there. So that's what all I was doing there. I guess we'll move on to old business. Garbage pickup discussion. I've heard good and bad. I've had a lot of people saying they're putting the lid over and that's nice. The people are taking the cans back the way they should, not just throwing them. The only trouble is he only had about 100 plastic cans, and they're all gone. And a couple people called up complaining they didn't want to put their bags out there. I goes, well, I guess that's all you can do. It's going to be at least 2 weeks before he gets any new ones. So
these are the 96 gallons. Yeah. So, okay.
I've had a lot of compliments on it. People were getting a little nervous there Saturday when their garbage wasn't picked up by 4 o'clock and they started calling. But I'm like, they're here. They'll get to it. Just it's a holiday weekend. And
just one guy.
Yeah, one guy. And they're trying to figure the route, so your garbage may be late. But he did a fantastic job, in my opinion. So hopefully they keep it up.
Got anything for it?
No, you're okay. Nothing.
Cemetery levy discussion, as we mentioned in there, we should all, I think, work on something that we can put a flyer out there, and then we'll have to figure out what we're going to do for. I kind of want to go around house to house. We could maybe split up the township or something and really push this, because we really need this. And it's only 0.25%, so I think people would pass that, I hope. You just have to push it. The last time it wasn't pushed enough, and I think we were trying to get a percent, so that was quite a bit of money. And yeah.
So you're saying let's compile a letter for three of us come back with maybe at the next meeting, yeah, what we think, and then
yep,
maybe do a final draft that we can
yep,
figure out how to get it in the metro and
get it in the metro or whatever, yeah, and then still go around and try and push it a little bit. I think that really helped, because we really need it. We need something there to fund that cemetery instead of taking it out of our general fund all the time. So I guess we'll have to work on that.
Okay.
Van Dyke Culvert, I guess we did that. Jerusalem parking lot access, we've talked about that.
Okay.
Why don't you do that one, five?
All right. So what I have to do here is I have to make a motion. I got to rescind a motion that I made at the last trustees meeting. give you a little background on this. I was under the understanding that this reimbursing the KISS family for up to a certain dollar amount for health insurance for the end of the year. The way I understood it was it had already, this had all been cleared. Well, it wasn't. So we can't do it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to rescind my motion. I'm going to make a motion to rescind my motion for the insurance reimbursement to the KISS family that I made at the August 28th, 2018 meeting. And the motion was to reimburse them up to $1,600 a month till the end of the year. So I'm rescinding the motion completely.
I can second that.
Roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, move on. Six, lettering on township vehicles. I think, like I said last time, it's about $100. I was going to stop down there tomorrow on my way through, and I guess he doesn't have the logo quite done yet, so I'll stop and see what's going on with
that.
Is
he going off of this one, Dave? Is that what he's trying to do?
That's what they showed him. You know, I wasn't there when they took the truck down, but that's, I know Kevin, they pulled the trailer down with our truck, and they were going to show him that, so I was going to stop in and see what, see what it looks like, and I'll let you guys know before anything goes on there. I guess any other old business?
Health insurance?
Oh, yeah, you got that.
Okay. Well, we have been notified by our, Julie Haskell-Mack is with Sprouse Insurance that there's a rate increase for 2019 health insurance. We'll have options available to us in about 2 weeks, and then we'll have maybe 2 or 2.5 months that we can take and review what are those various options. So we're going to go ahead and I'll go ahead and take the lead when that information comes in. I'll look at those options and then lay them out, and we'll bring them back to the township meeting and for the next couple of meetings and put those in front of the trustees so that we can evaluate what those options are. We obviously want to keep our cost increases as low as possible for 2019 compared to what we spent for 2018. And then the other old business is that we were contacted by the architect that is responsible for the bidding out the contracts for the Toledo Harbor Light restoration. And the Toledo Harbor Light restoration is going to involve cleaning the exterior except for the high roof, repointing the brick, replacing the windows, including some of the window spaces that were previously in the 60s closed up with concrete block. But they're going to try to take it all the way back to how it was originally intended prior to the 60s. And then there's some other minor maintenance. I consulted with our zoning inspector, and it was determined that because there's no changes in structure or roof lines, that no permits are necessary. So I communicated that to the architect, and then he's getting ready to go out for bid. So it just a point of information, is I thought this was interesting. So the Toledo Harbor Light is part of Jerusalem Township.
Learn something.
Change the logo.
Tell Sandy it's not yours.
That's right.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
That's good. I bet that'll go real well with her.
Yeah.
The only other thing, are you done with the old business?
Yes.
Dave, do you have anything for old business?
I just got a very... there might be one more crossover on Cedar Point Road. We might work on the fella. I think it was 2 weeks after we got the other ones done. He's got a hole in his now where the tile are separating. So I'll see what the county says. We still have some tile here yet too. So I'll see what works out.
Okay. The last thing that I had, and I had brought it up, I think, at the last meeting, or maybe the meeting before, was the park back here. I did reach out to Hal Gregory and Dean Sandwich with Oregon City Schools. The idea that I had brought to them about that learning park, they were just amazed by. Like, they were like, this is absolutely awesome. They are actually, Dean Sandwich is what? He's like the head of maintenance?
He's the head of maintenance. He's also...
Or building grounds? Yes. Business affairs.
Assistant superintendent is his official title.
Okay. So I'm going to meet with them sometime this week whenever they get the minute. I said, just call me because I can be there in a flash. But they just want to basically look at it and see what it looks like. And then it still needs to be presented to us. We need to present it to them, you know, type stuff. But at least it really piqued their interest to where they're like, this could be an absolutely awesome idea for Oregon City Schools and for the, bond it together. So I was very happy with the response I got from them on it. So they just wanted to take a look at it and then, you know, we got to present it and then they got to present it. So. It's a ways down the road yet, but they just at least really piqued their interest. So, other than that, that's all I had for old business. Kevin's not here for my.
Anyone else have anything from the audience? Oh, did you want to talk about?
I want to thank the. We had that drawing for this. Mr. Hozak. We had that drawing for Mr. Sundial. Coker made for us.
Sundial.
Yeah, a sundial. And we ended up with $761 for a food pantry for that.
Mm-hmm. Great.
A great artist. A person, I don't know the guy's name, he lived in Lewiston and wanted to. It was a community thing.
Nothing else? Can you have a motion?
I make a motion we adjourn tonight's meeting.
Second.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried. Adjourn.
All right.